Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Howdy, folks. I'm Dick Huddleston. And I have the sad news to relate that Lum and Abner, after having the secret of how Grandpappy Spears could tell the contents of their unlabeled cans, ruined the whole thing by switching the cans around to fool Grandpap. Well, it fooled him all right, but not half as much as it did Lum and Abner. And on top of that, a truck from the wholesale house arrived and... Well, wait a minute. I'll let Abner tell this piece of bad news. Lum is just entering the store, and he hasn't heard it either.
Dog is Lum, I'm glad you're back. Something happened while you was gone. I sort of hate to tell you.
Well, if it's bad news, Abner, I don't want to hear it.
Well, actually, it happened so fast I hardly knowed what was going on. And you wasn't here. How come you was gone so long? Don't take no 2 hours to eat lunch.
Well, I was trying to work up a deal for us.
A deal?
Yeah, after I had, I tried to sell Luke on the idea of taking some of these canned goods off of our hands for his restaurant.
Oh?
Actually, we ain't got a whole lot of them cans left out the labels, but it sure looks like we're stuck with what we have got.
Yeah. That ain't all we're stuck with, neither.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you recollect when our grab bag sale was going so good, you rushed into the county seat and bought up all them damaged canned goods in there at the wholesale house?
Yeah, I plumb forgot about that. Yeah, I better call the wholesale house and tell them to cancel that order.
It's too late. They're here.
What did you say?
Take a look back there in the feed room. Must be a couple of billion cans back there.
Oh, no.
They're all dented and the labels half tore off.
For goodness sakes, Abner, you ought to stop them and told them to take the stuff back.
They wouldn't take it back. Said they was supposed to deliver it in here, and I doggas that's what they was going to do.
Oh, me.
And there was two of them, both about 6 foot and a half tall. And somehow or other, I didn't feel much like arguing with him.
Was that Scrappy Lambert one of them?
He might have been. Big husky fella.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't have fought him neither.
Well, I thought about fist fighting him for a minute.
Always wanted to scuffle that fella.
Must have been him then. For one of them picked me up and told me to keep out of the way so they could get their work done.
Oh, that's just great. I can't leave this store half a minute without you getting us into some kind of trouble.
Well, Lum, it was your idea to order all them damaged canned goods, not mine.
Yeah, but that was when the grab bag sale was going great guns. You'll have to admit it seemed like a great idea then. Everybody was crowding in here, waiting in line to get a chance to guess what was in the cans.
Yeah, and they was all missing them, too. I thought surely we was going to get to be at least millionaires.
Oh, at least. Now look at us.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can start up the grab bag sale again, Lum. Grandpap can't cross us up this time.
Well, that thing's dead now.
How do you know it is?
Well, judging from remarks I've been overhearing on the street of late, folks has got tired of that idea of trying to guess what they're buying.
Oh?
They liked it at first because it was such a novelty. Getting canned goods free if they guessed right, but then it died out like any kind of a fad like that always does.
Yeah. Well, leastways, Luke's going to take some of it off our hands.
No, he ain't. I couldn't talk him into none of it.
Couldn't, huh?
No, he weren't interested at all.
Doggies.
Said he never wanted to buy no cans without labels on them. Said he wants to know what he's getting.
Law me, I don't see what difference that'd make to him. Might not everything he serves down there at that lunchroom of his tastes the same regardless of what he claims it is.
I know it.
And nobody has ever been able to figure out what any of that stuff actually is. He'd be a natural to buy up this junk.
I pinted all that out to him. About his food all tasting the same and all, but for some reason or other, he got mad.
He did?
You know how hot-tempered he is.
Yeah, well, he's even-tempered, I'll say that for him. Mad all the time.
Yeah.
Flies off the handlebars over nothing at all.
Nor a mindedest one feller I ever seen.
Nor one mind that I ever seen in my whole life. The nardest-minded mind in the whole town.
If I'd have said something to insult him or something like that, it'd been different. You could understand such altitude, but what did I say?
Nothing.
Just trying to make him a good deal. Make him a real cheap price on the whole lot. But no. Thinks he's a dad blame high class.
He'd think he'd know by this time what that food of his tastes like. Well, of course, he never tasted himself. He never eats there. He always goes someplace else.
He don't? Huh?
No, no.
Well, I'll give him credit for more brains than I ever allowed he had. He used to eat there, didn't he?
Oh, long time ago he did. But he had his woman pack a lunch for him now. Always brings that little lunch pail along. Claims he's got a sensitive stomach and can't stand that food that's there at the lunchroom.
That I can understand. Nobody else can stand it, neither.
No.
For being a relay to Grandpap, Luke shows pretty good sense at times. But that ain't going to help us solve our problems.
No, no. Of course, now we can more likely use some of that last batch of stuff the wholesale house delivered long. I noticed some of the labels are still on them cans. Have to sort of paste them up a little to make them look good.
I just don't think so. Folks will buy them, though, Abner, all dented that away and all. I've noticed when a customer will be in here, if they pick up a can of something and it's dented a little, they'll put it back and take one today.
Yeah, well, I saw them do that, too.
And one's just as good as the other, and not no difference at all to what's inside.
No, no. Reckon what makes folks do that?
Just human nature, I reckon. Figure if they're going to buy a can, they want one that's solid without no dents in it.
Yeah, well, I've took so many of them dented cans home with poor little Pearl, I don't think she knows that some cans are plumb round like they're supposed to be. Doggies, them humans is sure loaded with that nature. Well, let's see. Ought to be some way of using that stuff. Maybe we can... Well, there comes Cedric up out there.
Now, there's the genius that got us into all this in the first place.
Yeah,
washing them labels off.
Howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
Well, howdy, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum.
What can we do for you today, Cedric?
Well, I'll tell you. I'm representing the OGW and LTC.
Representing the what?
Oh, the Older Girls Woodcraft and Leather Tooling Club.
Oh, that.
Yes, ma'am.
Never even knowed you was a member, Cedric.
I never knowed it neither. Emma?
Well, I don't know. Are you?
Well, if I am, they ain't told me about it.
Oh.
Did they tell you I was?
No, Cedric, I never knowed nothing about it.
Well, all I'm doing now is what Claire Bell told me to do. She's a member. She's the captain of the Vittles Drive.
Captain of the what?
Vittles Drive. They're going around getting donates of food to send over to them folks that ain't got enough to eat.
Well, that's a good thing for them to be doing, Cedric. I'll say that for them.
You fellas got anything you can make a donate with?
Oh, I reckon we can give them something. Don't you think so, Lum?
Well, you know, I was just thinking while you two was talking there, and I believe we can make a pretty good donate. Cedric, you can take all the canned goods we got in this store.
All of them?
Ever dad blame one of them.
Well, Lum, that ain't gonna leave us hardly nothing on our shelves here.
I know, but the way it is, the stuff's practical useless to us. And them folks can sure make good use of it, so why, grannies, that's what we ought to do.
Oh, boy. Well, wait till Clarabelle hears this.
All right. It's all right with me. I agree with you 100%.
It's all good food, no matter what's in them cans. It'll come in mighty handy.
Why, sure. Say, wait a minute, Cedric. Where are you going?
I just want to run across the street and tell Clarabelle. This is the biggest thing ever happened to the Older Girls Woodcraft and Leather Tooling Club, I'll bet you.
Cedric, when are you going to pick up all this stuff?
I'll be right back. She's just over to Dick Huddleston's store.
Well, that sure takes care of what to do with the cans.
Yeah, I'm glad of it, too. Now I think we better call the wholesale house and order some new merchandise.
Well, Lum, do you think they'll give us any credit?
I hope so. We don't owe them much right now, no way. Hello, Mamie. Would you try and connect me with the wholesale house in at the county seat, please, Mom? Yeah, Mr. Forrest. Yeah, call me as quick as you get him, please.
Reckon what'll cost us to put in a whole new line that away, Lum?
Well, I ain't even going to think about that. The way I look at it, look at that Cedric run. He's going to fall down and break his neck.
Yeah, sometimes he's going to run right through our door. Know that. Cedric, take it easy.
Oh, yes, Mom. Well, here I am. Oh, was Clarabelle tickled to death. She says he's going to make you honorary member of the Older Girls Woodcraft and Leather Tooling Club.
Well.
Here. Each one of you gets one of these.
Well, much obliged, Cedric. What are they?
Oh, just some pieces of leather that the members tool some designs on.
Oh, ain't that nice. See, Lum?
Yeah.
What are they, Cedric?
Oh, nothing, I don't think. Just shows what type of work the members do, different designs they can make.
Uh-huh. That's nice. They do good work.
Yes,
ma'am.
Personal, I think it stinks.
Here, Lum, which one of them do you want?
Oh, I guess it don't make a lot of difference.
It don't.
You take your pick, Abner.
Well, let's see. They're both nice. One with the star on it here is nice. And the half moon one is pretty, too. Which one do you like, Lum?
Oh, I don't know. Just can't make up my mind twixt the star and the half moon. Why don't you just keep them both, Abner?
Oh, wait a minute. Don't want to.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Forrest. Mr. Forrest of the wholesale house? Oh, well, how are you? This is Lum Eddards. Yes, sir. Say, Mr. Forrest, we've got to order a whole new line of canned goods. Well, I'll just leave that up to you. You know about how much we'd need. Yeah, that's all right. Oh, no, it ain't we've been doing that good a business. It's just that we got that whole batch of unlabeled cans and can't tell what's in them, so we just give them away. How's that? Well, I do not. No, it's too late. Let the order stand.
I'll put these...
Yeah, well, much obliged, Mr. Forrest.
Put this leather on my shoes. Make pretty tracks. A star and a half moon. Did he bring up about our credit, Lum?
No, but do you recollect the other day when I said there was some letters and numbers stamped on the bottom of all them cans?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Forrest said if we'd just asked him, he could have told us what was in them cans by the figures.
He could?
That's what he said. Said there was some kind of a code of some kind. Granny, if we'd have only known that, think of all the trouble we could have saved ourselves.
Well, here, we can still use the stuff, Lum. We got it here in the store yet. Cancel the order, Lum.
No, sir, no. No, we made a promise, and we're going to stick to it, Abner. Where them cans of food are going, they'll do a lot more good than they ever would here.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Lum. I'll amen that 100%, yep.
Yeah, we made a lot of mistakes in this past week, but I, Granny, this is one thing I know is right. Go ahead, Cedric. Start loading them up.